Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness, and of course, good spirits. Today's show is a little bit different, but then again, I say that about every show, right? Anyway, the show is a little bit different from the rest of the shows. Again, we're going to try to give you as much real information and also understand that the shows are basically based on whatever it is that I want to talk about. And sometimes the interviews are the same thing. They're based on whatever it is that I'd like to talk about or that I find interesting. And 8,000 of you seem to think that you're finding some of the things I've got to talk about interesting too. So that's a very motivating thing. And I want to thank everybody that has been listening for listening. And please understand and know that I am humbled each and every time I look at the numbers and see that our listenership and people also looking at our profiles are going up day after day. Again, I'm really thankful for that. Thank you very much, because I truly do appreciate it. Because without you, I'd be talking to myself. Anyway, no big deal. Thank you very much again, Blog Talk, and I am greatly appreciative of the fact that you listen. Today's show is about haters heaven, livers hell. I know, sounds like a bit of a strange type of a topic to be covering. But I guess first we need to decide what a hater is, or what the show's belief is the definition of a hater. A hater is somebody that is constantly negative. A hater is somebody that doesn't appreciate you for what you have, because mostly they don't appreciate themselves. Mostly haters are people that don't see the glasses half full. They see the glass as empty or half empty. All right? Another way of looking at haters is people that go, I'm not touching that glass because whether it's got stuff in it or not, because I don't know who else drank from it and I don't know who else's lips touched it. These are usually the negative Neds and the negative Nellies, the people that think that they walk water, yet basically, they need water. Why? Because they stink. So they need soap and water. These are the people that we call haters. Now, the interesting thing about haters is that a lot of the people that are constantly yelling hater are also haters. As crazy as that may sound. Why? Because these are people that also think that they're better than everybody else, and they think that they're the only ones that are doing the things that they're doing. They think that the world evolves around them. So please be careful when you call somebody a hater, because are you a hater claiming to not be a hater because you hate the people that are doing better than you, or the people that you believe are trying to copy your style or steal your routine or take some of your thunder? Do you even really have any thunder? So what is a hater? A hater is all of those things and more. I consider the haters being people that are negative, people that are so full of themselves that they don't realize that every human being on earth is unique. And just the fact that they're trying to be like other people or striving to be different shows how much like everyone else they are. So they've actually given up their individuality for this particular belief, this particular disease that they seem to bring upon themselves. So, what is a hater? Are you living a life? Are you one of those people that just worry about what everyone else is doing? And in turn, you're missing all of the great opportunities that life has to afford you, that life has to give to you, that nature is willing to surrender if you'll only believe and in some cases be yourself and be the individual that you are meant to be. They say that if you have true belief, if you have true faith in what you believe in and you believe it 100% and you give of yourself, then the doors to life will open. They say, what is it? Ask and thou shalt receive, seek, and thou shalt find, and look for the open doors, or look, and the doors will open. Those are very powerful words, you know, and I know for a lot of you out there, you're scared. And you're scared because you want to be with the in crowd. You want to be like everybody else. You don't want to take the road less traveled. But understand this. The road less traveled is the road to success. The road less traveled is the road that's going to lead you to the joy, the happiness, and the life that you are probably truly looking for on the inside. But you have to have faith. And you have to have the belief in yourself and understand that that opportunity is there. And that the only time that you lose that opportunity from coming your way is when you stop trying. Because the day that you give up is the day that you actually really do lose. Stop looking for the bad in the world. And get on with your own life. Let's try that again. Stop looking for the bad in the world. Stop looking for somebody else to be wrong. Stop looking for a reason to complain or a reason to bitch or a reason to moan or a reason to have something negative to say and dig deep. And before you criticize anyone else, think about yourself. Think about your own shortcomings. Understand that all of those things can be taken care of with time. So stop hating other people, stop hating the world, and stop blaming the world for your shortcomings, and live your life. Your life. Stop hating people and start loving you. In order for you to hate somebody, you have to have grounds or reasons to hate them. Now, I'll admit, there's quite a few people that I don't really care for. There's quite a few people that I don't really like. And those are people that I stay away from. They're not people that I keep close. You know, what is it? Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I don't want them next to me. Trust me, those are people that are bringing negativity into your life. Those are people that are adding toxicity to your environment. So remove them from your life and remove them from your presence as you go to find your success. You don't need them. All right, you don't need them in any way. The greatest success in life, as far as I'm concerned, is one thing. That is finding your success. Finding that thing that makes you smile in the morning. Finding that thing that makes you happy, brings joy to yourself. That is finding true success. But first, you have to stop hating other people and start loving yourself. And how do you do that? How do you convince or how do you get people to understand that you can do it? Or that, and when I say people, I'm really talking about you, getting you to realize that you have everything that you need to move forward in the world. Most people don't have any idea what the meaning of life is. Most people have no idea what true happiness is. What people perceive and believe as happiness is what they see on television, what they see somebody else that has, what somebody else has, and what they want. But is that really what you want? Is that really your passion? Ladies and gentlemen, we all need to go after our passion with a vigor. We all need to go after the things that we believe with that in mind, that we believe it, and that we believe that it's possible for us, not possible for anybody else. Somebody else's joy, somebody else's happiness does not mean that that same joy or happiness or thing is going to make you happy. You have to start living your life. Being happy and also being happy for others and those that are around you. You know, part of that is by giving. Part of that is by sharing. Part of that is by opening up your heart and bringing in that positive light, bringing in that positive guidance, bringing in that mindset that everything and anything is possible. All you have to do is truly, truly believe and do the things necessary to get you where you need to be. Everyone has that person in their life that is screwing up their life. You know, yes, that person who is always getting in the way of your success. You know, it's that very close friend of yours, and they just continually get in your way. You know, they just continually are people that are helping to bring you down. will know now, please know now, that there is nobody getting in your way. The biggest person getting in your way, the biggest person stopping you from doing the things that you want to do, the biggest person keeping you from living your life, the biggest problem child that you have in your life, in your environment, in your surroundings, that's talking to you, bugging you, and requesting precious time for you that you should not be wasting on them, is one particular person. And that one person, if you can get rid of that one particular negative net, that one particular negative Nelly, your life could totally turn around. You could live your wildest dreams. You could find joys that you didn't even think were possible for you if you could just remove this one negative element from your environment. Does everybody know who that person is? Because I'm going to tell you. And if you can just remove that one person, that one thorn in your life from your life will be a very, very positive, beautiful thing. You will live a life of the rich and famous. Not only the rich and famous in the sense of money, but the rich and famous in the sense of spirit, in self-belief, in motivation, in guidance. You could become that guiding light for millions of people, even millions and hundreds and thousands of people that you don't even know, if you'll just remove that one negative element from your life, that one thing that, again, keeps holding you down and keeps putting you in the position that you don't want to be in, putting you in the position that you don't deserve to be in, putting you to have the problems that you have, keeping you from finding the love of your life, keeping you from finding the job of your life, keeping you from finding the success that you want, from experiencing the things that you want to experience. That's that one person that's keeping you from going to school, getting that higher education, getting that house, getting that car, driving that particular vehicle that you want, taking those vacations, you know, living in the type of house that you truly deserve, wearing the type of jewelry that you truly want. That one person, that one individual, and you know what I'm talking about, that person that you can't stand, but you kind of tolerate them anyway. You know who that person is, right? Of course you do. Well, we need to know that, again, today is now. And since today is now, then that means we need to take action now to remove that individual, that toxic person, that toxic thinker, that toxic mindset from our lives. Because you need to rally up. You need to rally up and make the changes. Start this change today. You can't wait for this change to just come osmosisly. You have to bring it on yourself. So that means you need to go ahead and do the positive things to get that negative force out of your life, to move yourself forward, to guide yourself to that next level so that you can evolve, so that you can be that caterpillar in the cocoon that is going to eventually turn into a butterfly. But you can't do that till you get that negative influence out of your life, right? You can't do that until you decided that, hey, today is your day, not tomorrow, not next week. Because none of us have what tomorrow promised to us. The only true day that we have is what day? It's today. So thinking of it that way, you have absolutely no time to waste. You need to get with the program, you need to get on the job, and you need to get that person out your life. Now, mind you, this person is, again, that toxic, negative person that always puts you down. It's that person that tells you you can't when you know you can. It's that person that never believes in you and never has faith in you no matter what goes on. And you can remove that individual from your life. So when you think of that, doesn't that just get you upset that there's somebody in the middle of your world causing you all this discontentment, causing you all this pain, all this dissatisfaction, keeping you from finding Mr. or Mrs. Right, keeping you from getting that dream job, keeping you from getting that degree, you know, keeping you from all of those different things that, again, you want? All right? They're stopping you from being the warrior that you're supposed to be. They're stopping you from possessing the power that you're supposed to have. You know, they say a warrior is given enough time, any man or woman can master his physical. So That's one aspect of it, where even knowledge, any man, or excuse me, with knowledge, any man may become wise. It is the true warrior who can master both and surpass the results. Pretty deep, right? Pretty deep. And that power, the power is what we were talking about when they say that he or she who controls others may be powerful, but he or she who has mastered themselves is mightier still. That's true power, right? True power. We're talking about you taking that excellence that you have, because excellence always endures. It remains long after the cost is forgotten. All right? So are you willing to pay the cost? Are you willing to do what's necessary? Are you willing to take the positive steps? There are millions of things that you can do. How many of them will you do? How many of them will you achieve? All right? You need to, again, follow your heart, create peace. You need to fall in love with you, and then you can love other people. All right? You need to show gratitude each and every day. You need to enjoy the little things in life, and you need to dream big. All right? You need to dream big, but those big dreams need to happen in stages. Why? So that you'll believe them. So that then you can not only achieve them, but you can achieve them because you believe them. And each time that you dream, you need to dream a little bigger and a little bigger and a little bigger as you succeed in what you do. You need to believe in miracles. You need to discover your passion. You need to be spontaneous. You need to embrace every possibility. And number one, you need to believe in yourself, because your life is now. Now that we've talked about that and we've talked about these other things, now we're going to get back to that person that is causing us so much pain, so much discontentment, and is keeping us from doing the things that we want to do. Does everybody listening right now have an open mind? Is everybody fired up and ready to take action? Are you ready to move forward on your goals? All right? Are you ready to do the things necessary to move yourself, your body, and your soul to the next level by removing those toxic thoughts, removing those negative impressions, removing that problem that's been anchoring with you all your life? Okay? Well, okay, now, what we're going to do is we're going to start to eliminate some of the things that it isn't that are causing you these problems. All right, first off, it's not your brother. Not whatever your brother did to you 20 years ago, 60 years ago, 30 years ago, 100 years ago, 2 days ago, 2 seconds ago, guess what? It's not your brother. So we can wrap him out. It's not your sister. Again, doesn't matter what your sister did 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 20 days ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 60 years ago. It's not your sister. So neither your brother nor your sister are holding you back. Okay? So if you wanted to blame them for something that happened to you, go ahead and wipe that out. So it's not your brother, it's not your sister. Okay. Let's see. Is it your neighbor? Nope. It's not your neighbor. It's not the neighbor next door. It's not the neighbor you had 20 years ago. All right? It's not your neighbor. It's not the person next door, upstairs, downstairs, down the street, in the next town, even in the next country. So we're going to rule that out. It's not your neighbor. Okay? Okay, so then who is it? Ah, must be an aunt or an uncle. You know, somebody that wronged you or beat you or didn't give you a piece of ice cream or something when you were a kid. Is it that person? No, it's not that person either. It's not your aunt. It's not your uncle. It's not your brother. It's not your sister. It's not your cousin. Okay? It's not your niece. It's not your nephew. Okay, so that brings us back to some core people, right? Who are those other core people in your life? Your mom and dad. It's not your mom and dad. I know your mom and dad. You know, daddy wasn't there, or mommy wasn't there, or they didn't give you what you wanted, or they didn't help you, or they didn't pay for something. So it's probably them, right? Well, again, let's go back. Nope, it's not them. They are not responsible for your life. And why are they not responsible for your life? Because they are only responsible for your life. However, you should be thankful that they gave you life. Whether they were there or not is irrelevant. They were there long enough for you to be created. Now, let's go and get a little bit deeper. Grandma, grandpa, right? Great-grandma, great-grandma. the fact that you weren't born rich, the fact that you don't have a whole bunch of money, the fact that you're short, tall, dark, fat, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's one of those people, right? No, it's not them either. So it's not your grandma, it's not your grandpa, it's not your ancestral tree. Okay, it's nobody there. Again, not your mom, not your dad. You're responsible for you. You need to take responsibility for you and understand that what has happened in the past is just that, the past. All that matters right now is what? The present. You can make a change today. Can you change the past? No. Can you change the future? Possibly not. There's only one way that you can change the future, and that's with your now, your today. So I think we've ruled out the neighbor, we've ruled out the coworker, we've moved out the friend, we've ruled out mom, we've ruled out relatives, all relatives. We've ruled out granddad, grandma, and great-grandma, and great-great-great-grandma, and great-great-great-granddad. So it's your husband or your wife, right? It's the husband or your wife that's causing you this pain, that's causing you a reason that you're pissed off, upset, and just can't stand the world. Well, guess what? It's not them either. All right, it's that a-hole that you work with in human resources or in your management team. That's who it is, right? Nope, 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 it's not them either. All right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. But understand this, and this is very profound, and these words are going to help you for the rest of your life. That person, that individual, that pain in the ass, that problem child, that person that's causing you so much pain, hate, and discontentment, that person that's making your life so unbearable that you don't know what you're going to do, is you. I know, it's hard to believe, right, that it's you. Well, guess what? It's you. There's not even a question about it. Because guess what? In all the things that have supposedly gone wrong in your life, what's the one consistent thing that has never changed? No matter what job you had, no matter what relationship you had, no matter what you thought or what you've done, what's the one thing that's always stayed constant? What's the one negative thing? What's the one sabotaging thing? What's the one problem that is always there, no matter where you go or what you do? That one problem, that one person that's never happy, that one person that's always got something to complain about, that one person that spits more negative out of their mouths and then, of course, back into their ears than any other human being in your life is you. So, with that said, what does that mean? What that means is that you need to work on you. Nobody can fix you or I except you. And the only person that can fix I is me. You are the I. So you are the only person that can fix you. If you've got a bunch of hidden anger, because again, your father wasn't there, your mother wasn't there, or whoever wasn't there that you think should have been there, get over it. Move on. Stop giving that person power that they don't want, don't need, and don't deserve. Stop blaming other people for the shortcomings in your life and understand that you control your life. You control your destiny and that today is now. And when I say today is now, I mean that the things that you do today are going to create the successes that you have for tomorrow. Why? Because you're going to lay the plans. You're going to lay the foundation for those things to happen. But in order for those things to happen, you need to understand today that the only person responsible for your joy, your happiness, your success, and your future is you by taking control and action of your presence and present today. All right? I told somebody once before, one of the greatest little cartoons I ever saw was Kung Fu Panda, because they said, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. You have been blessed with one of the greatest opportunities of any mammal or any beast on earth. And that is, one, you have a mind and you can choose whether you're going to do the things that you need to do. All right? A bird that flies south for the winter, he doesn't have any choice but to fly south for the winter. It's locked in his DNA. There's nothing locked in your DNA. You have the power of choice. You can conquer anything. There is greatness within each and every person. Every person is unique. Every person brings qualities to the party that one other person doesn't bring. Every person brings gifts and gifts that are beyond measure to the situation that another person can't bring. Why? Because they're not you. Anybody that's trying to be like everybody else or anybody that's trying to be an individual is failing. You don't have to try for individuality. You were already born an individual. You were already born with that gift. So guess what? If you're trying to be an individual, then guess what? You're just like everybody else. I don't care what your color, what your size, what your preference, what your religion is. It just doesn't matter. Or your sex. You are all in possession of the keys to greatness. If you conform with the universe and do the things that you need to do in a positive mindset with a positive attitude, and your goal is not just to help yourself but to also help others as you move along in life, the universe will conspire with you. The world will conspire with you. Greatness and success will fall on your head. Don't let the bird of happiness dump on the back of your shoulders or the back of your head. Understand that the world is there to help you, not to hurt you. Stop working against yourself. Stop setting yourself up to fail. So, the greatest power lies within each and every one of you. The greatest opportunities are the opportunities yet to come. But you have to open up your heart, open up your mind, and open up your soul to them. And you have to constantly believe that you're going to do these things. You have to constantly believe that you rate these things. You have to constantly believe that you have the power and the energy within you so that the universe can meet you in the middle and give you what you want. All right? Your wish is your command if you're willing to take it in and do the things necessary to live a fuller, greater, and more passionate life. So, Blog Talk, let's stop making excuses. Let's start doing the things that we need to do, and let's get out there and do what's necessary. If you want success, success is there for you, but you have to go get it. And go getting it is as simple as having the right attitude and, again, attracting the correct powers to yourself, the correct energy to yourself, because people want to deal with people that are happy, that are positive. And I'm not saying you got to kiss anybody's butt. That's not positive. We're not looking for yes men and yes women. We're looking for people that want true success, lasting success, real success. No other man or woman can give you that. Only you can give you that. And with the universe will give you that. Anyway, Blog Talk, I want to thank you for your time and energy. Don't be a hater. Love yourself and love the world and do what's necessary to make the world a better place. If you run into people that don't have that mindset, get them as far away from you as possible and keep them as far away from you as possible. Change your friends, change your associations. Find other people that want that positive force in their lives and then work with them to bring that to fruition for the both of you or for all of you. Thank you, Blog Talk, for listening to The Zurian Show. And as always, I wish you the best of health, wealth, and happiness. Please follow us on Facebook and everything else that's out there that we have. Thank you again for listening. I truly appreciate it. Thank you very much, and have a great day, a wonderful life, and continue to live the life that you deserve. You're getting what you presently deserve because you're giving it what you presently want to give it. Thank you.